Let's just continue with this great album. I'm so glad that I heard about Tom T when I did. You know, I'm German. I grew up in Germany, and I knew a little bit about country music, but hadn't heard about him. It was kind of a coincidence, and it kind of changed my life after that. You know how it is. Something speaks to you, you just kind of like run with it. And Tom T. Hall and Dixie Hall were remembering her on this day too, because boy, they wrote a whole lot of songs together. And if you tune into my other show, Maureen's Cafe, on the Global Voice, you'll hear Dixie there. Miss Dixie, you'll hear her sing as I'm playing a song she recorded before she died. All right. But anyway, and that show is called Maureen's Cafe, if you want to look it up on the Global Voice. But let's continue with this album right here on the Global Voice. By the way, our website address, www.theglobalvoice.info.
I got off the airplane along about 7:30 in L.A. What a drag to realize that everything's so different and so same. All my California friends are searching for their mind, and it's been right there in their heads all the time. L.A. Blues, L.A. Blues, you want me to be like you? There ain't no way. California Charlie met me at my room when I got in. We toasted country picking and the help of all our good and mutual friends. Before the morning came, we put a handle on the world and decided that we'd give it to this world. L.A. Blues, L.A. Blues, you want me to be like you? There ain't no way. Soaking up that sunshine and eating eggs and bacon over life. Sleeping through the daytime and contemplating sin throughout the night. Please hand me my hat and darling, give me back my thing. Old T's got a bunch of songs to sing. L.A. Blues, L.A. Blues, you want me to be like you? There ain't no way. California, and I wouldn't want to put it down no way. But I heard what you're thinking, and it ain't exactly what I want to say. Someday, California, I'll come roaring back to you if you don't fall in the ocean before I do. L.A. Blues, L.A. Blues, you want me to be like you? There ain't no way. There were signs beside the road like Jesus says, and relieve yourself the fast and gentle way. I was looking for an old man who lived way back in these hills, who just might have a story I could tell. Pretty soon the blacktop disappeared. I felt the car change to a lower gear. I took a drink of liquor just to chase away a chill. I was 27 miles from Olive Hill. Ahead, I saw the bridge where I turned right.
A dirt road led straight up a mountainside. I pulled up to a farmhouse I thought I had seen before. An old man and his dog were at the door. They told me this old timer knew this land. I told him, sir, I just don't understand. Why do kids in this state just grow up and move away and leave the land where they were born and raised? He said, son, you can't make it on this land unless you're happy working with your hand. There ain't no kids today that want to stay and work it out. They want to see the things they hear about. He said, I cleared this whole farm off myself, and I'd work it now, but time has got my help. Then staring out the window, resting in his easy chair, he told me what I'd really come to hear. That, you know, son, people used to tell their kids, now I don't want you to have to work the way I did. They don't, and some will tell you that it's a shame. But you have to think before you place the blame. I guess we must have talked a half a day till I told him that I'd best be on my way. He shook my hand and said, I'm glad I met you, Mr. Hall, but I guess there ain't no song here after all.
Yeah, life goes on, life changes. And it stays the same, though. And if you're looking very hard, you even find what you thought you'd lost. Oh, anyway, whatever. I'm waxing philosophical here. On the Country Jamboree, on the Global Voice, being so happy to celebrate Tom T. Hall's birthday with you. Three more on this album. You're listening to the Global Voice. We thank you for being tuned in, and we thank everybody from any other radio station that might be listening to us. And do check out our website. Three more here from the album In Search of a Song.
Yeah, I remember it now. We were kids back then, living down on the farm. We were told that the city could only bring us harm. How far is the city? Somebody said. You know, that's a great big town. And Barbara said, why, it's a million miles. And the story got around. It's a million miles to the city, from the hills and valleys we know. It's a million miles to the city, and someday we all want to go. There was a town nearby, but a town is a town, and a city, well, that's something else. Our daddy had been to a city, but he never was much help. Why, the buildings are taller than oak trees. Ah, but we knew better than that. Ain't nobody could climb that high. The cities were wide and flat. It's a million miles to the city, from the hills and valleys we know. It's a million miles to the city, and someday we all want to go. Well, now time has passed, and we have grown and traveled far and wide. The cities have changed, the kids we were, we see it in each other's eyes. Lord, I'd love to go back to those hills again, to the boy I used to be, where the leaves and the wind and the whippoorwills were part of the land like me. It's a million miles to the city from the hills and valleys we know. It's a million miles to the city, and someday we all want to go. It's a million miles to the city from the hills and valleys we know. It's a Miami for a day or two. I decided I'd look up a girl that I once knew. I bought some flowers and went to see a girl I used to know. The lady at her door said she had married long ago. Times will change and towns will change, but there I was alone. And suddenly I wondered, would Susie be at home? So with the flowers in my hand, I walked toward her gate. Someone touched me on the arm and said, you'll have to wait. Then I noticed there were people standing in line, and some of them were holding pretty flowers just like mine. They explained that Susie had been in an awful crash. Doctors said that she had just a little while to last. Susie whispered, I'm awfully glad you came. She had been the girl that I had always gone to see when someone that I cared for had been untrue to me. I handed her the flowers and she gently kissed my hand. Said, don't be embarrassed, you know I understand. I said goodbye, and as I bent to kiss her fevered brow, I heard her whisper, thank you for the second-handed flower. Ramona lived just down the hill from us. She kept the house, her mama drove the bus, an old yellow school bus. Ramona had a handicap the neighborhood knew well. Ramona couldn't speak or couldn't spell, which put Ramona at a considerable disadvantage among the more fluent. Although she couldn't write and couldn't talk, Ramona really had a pretty walk, a four-letter figure. Because she couldn't write or speak, nobody asked her out. But Bad Eye Thompson hung around the house. He was what you might say a familiar figure in the neighborhood. I guess their handicaps were common ground. Poor Bad Eye Thompson always hung around. He could squint that eye and spit tobacco 30 feet. Ramona always grinned and stomped her feet, because Ramona considered that to be one of the better local acts. One day Ramona found herself with child. She couldn't speak, her mom was going wild. Confusion reigned for half a day, as one could understand. The county judge came down to take a hand. And I think it should be noted here, in the interest of justice, that the judge was acting in a strictly unofficial capacity. The neighbors gathered round Ramona's porch. The judge said, "Understand, this is not a court." Ramona stood as all the breathless neighbors gathered round. Then she closed one eye and spat upon the ground. And it's a familiar old saying that birds of a feather will flock together, and justice will be done.
I'm DJ Soul, and every Tuesday at 0 hours UTC, we make sure it's time for jazz. Bringing you jazz as wide-ranging as possible, from Basie to Benson, from King Oliver to Earl Klug. Global Voice brings you jazz in its very widest definition. Every Tuesday at 0 hours UTC, I'll bring you jazz, jazz, and more jazz. From cool to hot, from sultry to funky. If it's jazz influenced, I'll play it right here on the Global Voice, where every Tuesday at 0 hours UTC, it's always time for jazz.
And sometimes when I play these albums and I get to thinking, life isn't like this anymore, and no, nothing is the same, then I'm thinking about Gandhi and his saying, "Be the change you want to see." Ooh, that's a hard one to live up to. So let's live up to it. Shanghai is saying, and now we got to play the real stuff. The real stuff. It's about time.
Oh, in some of my songs I have casually mentioned the fact that I like to drink beer. Ah, this little song, more to the point, roll out the barrel and lend me your ears. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. Oh, it helps me unwind. Sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes me feel mellow.
Sound like the Mormon Tabernacle football team out there. Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, and vodka puts my mouth in gear. Ah, this little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I like beer.
He likes beer!
Oh, yeah? Well, my wife often frowns when we're out on the town, and I'm wearing a suit and a tie. She's sipping vermouth. She thinks I'm uncouth when I yell as the waiter goes by, "Hey, I like beer." It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. Oh, it helps me unwind. Sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes me feel mellow.
Well, that's beautiful, isn't it? Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, and that vodka puts my mouth in gear.
Oh, this little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I like beer.
He likes beer.
Gonna send a Harvey Wallbanger back to those guys. Oh, last night I dreamed I passed from the scene, and I went to a place so sublime, Murfreesboro. The water was clear, tasted like beer, and they turned it all into wine. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. Oh, it helps me unwind. Sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes you feel mellow.
Well, Sandy, I want these guys to sing at my funeral. Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, and vodka puts my mouth in gear. Ah, this little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I like beer. Yes, we like beer.
Yes, we like beer.
The beachcomber works by the ocean all day. He gets what the tourist and the sea throw away. He's hot and he's thirsty, and the words hurt his ears when they tell him he stopped in a bar with no beer. It's lonesome away from your kinfolks at home, by the campfires at night where the buffalo roam. But there's nothing so lonesome, so morbid or drear, than to sit on a stool in a bar with no beer. There's a dog on the sidewalk, for his master he waits. But his boss is inside drinking wine with his mate. He hurries for cover and cringes in fear. Ain't no place for a dog round a bar with no beer. Billy the barfly, first time in his life, he went home cold sober to his loving wife. He walks in the kitchen, she says, "You're early, my dear." He breaks down and tells her the bar's got no beer. The owner is anxious for the beer man to come. There's a faraway look on the face of the bum. The waitress is cranky, she says, "It's lonely in here. What a terrible place is a bar with no beer." Well, I've had me some trouble, I've had me some pain, then locked up in the cold and left out in the rain. I fought with the law, but there's one thing I fear: to get stuck in a town in a bar with no beer.
The band played and everyone talked through the plane. Well, they sweated and swore, and they spit on the floor where the cigarette butts were all thrown. They wrote on the wall and hid out from the law, and the whole gang was drunk driving home. The band played and everyone talked through the plain old beer drinker's wall. Some little snuff queen who was barely 16 played an out-of-tune Yamaha guitar. An old boy named Wink brought his own drinks, had his fiddle stole out of his car. The band played and everyone talked through the plain old beer drinker's walk. The man tending bar told the boy on guitar he was drinking a little too much. They announced on the mic that they left on the lights in a dark blue Chevrolet truck. The band played and everyone talked through the plain old beer drinker's walk. Well, somewhere in the heavens there's a 707, and they're serving champagne in first class. Somewhere upstairs, a child says its prayers. Over downstairs, they're having a blast. The band plays, and everyone talks through the plain old beer drinker's walk.
Are you into new country? Do you like artists like Brad Paisley, Loretta Georgia Line, Miranda Lambert, or Jared Niven? And do you think only Americans like good country music? Then you're wrong. Every Friday at 15 hours UTC, live from London, Chrissy Cochran presents Chrissy's Country. During this two-hour show, you'll hear tracks that are hot in the US country charts, plus brand new releases. And of course, requests are welcome by email at yourvoice@theglobalvoice.info or by Twitter at The Global Voice. By the way, The Global Voice is all one word. Why not come and take a listen to the very best in new country? 15 hours UTC on a Friday. It's Chrissy's Country on the one and only Global Voice. Check our website for times of repeats.
Definitely check out that show. Chrissy does a terrific job. New country and sometimes some folk thrown in as well. Now Shanghai, he's getting to be in a very good mood, and he's saying happy birthday. Absolutely. And it's what, 82, I believe he is. 82 years old, dear. Wow. Yeah. And we hope that things are what they are and he's doing well. That's what we're hoping. Anyway, Shanghai getting restless. He says when this is over, he wants to visit someone. He wants to see if Margie is still there. Well, I don't know if she's still there. Let's see.
My name's in the paper where I took the Boy Scouts to hide. My hands are all dirty from working on my little boy's fight. The preacher came by and I talked for a minute with him. My wife's in the kitchen and Margie's at the Lincoln Park Inn. And I know why she's there, 'cause I've been there before. But I made a promise that I wouldn't cheat anymore. I try to ignore it, but I know she's in there, my friend. My mind's on a number, and Margie's at the Lincoln Park Inn. Next Sunday it's my turn to speak to the young people's class. They expect answers to all of the questions they ask. What would they say if I spoke on a modern day sin? And all of the Margies at all of the Lincoln Park Inn. The bike is all fixed and my little boy is in bed asleep. His little old puppy is curled in a ball at my feet. My wife's baking cookies to feed to the Bridge Club again. I'm almost out of cigarettes and Margie's at the Lincoln Park Inn. And I know why she's there.
Yeah, and Shanghai knows he can't smoke in here. So I got a feeling I'm not going to see him for the rest of the night. All right, what can I say? I am definitely not going to join him wherever he's going. I'm going to go somewhere quite else.
I woke up this morning feeling so good, feeling much better than I thought I could. Bluebird, would you lend me your wings today? I feel like flying away. I feel like flying away. Fly up to Mexico, maybe to Spain. I've got some good friends who live up in Maine. Fly up to Paris and sample the wine. Ain't that a magnificent line? Oh, forgive me for saying I'd always be blue. I should have known better that sun has come through. My silver lining is turned inside out. There's the sun, everyone shout. Oh, I feel like flying away. Fly up to Mexico, maybe to Spain. I've got some good friends who live up in Maine. Fly up to Paris and sample the wine. Ain't that a magnificent line? Oh, I woke up this morning feeling so good, feeling much better than I thought I could. Bluebird, would you lend me your wings today? I feel like flying away. I feel like flying away.
Tom T, we love you. Happy birthday.
Time takes care of a few things. Love takes care of the rest. Cheer up, my lady, cheer up, my friend. There's no reason for you to look so depressed. I'd like to be perfect, I know you would too. We're only human, I guess. Time takes care of a few things. Love takes care of the rest. Life has its problems, they come and they go. When troubles are dropped at your door,
I'll come and get some and haul them away. That's what an imperfect good friend is for. Time takes care of a few things. Love takes care of the rest. Cheer up, my lady, cheer up, my friend. There's no reason for you to look so depressed. I'd like to be perfect, I know you would too. We're only human, I guess. Time takes care of a few things. Love takes care of the rest.